This case has undergone a number of investigations and reviews of that investigation. We don't always find the evidence the first time, and it's this continual review process that we go through. And indeed, in 2007, we started reviewing it again, which uncovered more lines of inquiry, and then there was further evidence found, which led us to go back to the CPS in 2010.
I mean, in terms of witness appeals and appeals to the public and people living nearby, how helpful has that proved to be?
Absolutely vital. There was obviously a lot of media interest at the time, and then every year we would do anniversary appeals, and again, it all generated lines of inquiries for us. I think it's really important to acknowledge Riley's family, who have worked with us over the last 8 years. We pledge never to give up, and they have shown incredible strength, resilience and support throughout that whole period. We need to look at the fact that he is a convicted murderer, and that conviction, the body has never been recovered, so the family have never been able to put to rest Fred Moss, and it's only someone that's cold and calculated that would do that. And here he is on trial for a second murder. It's a quiet area. But this was just a senseless and shocking murder of a vulnerable old man.